unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
The second episode of Pay Any Price by Ted Albury, which he's adapted from his novel of the same name.
Can be done a connectionless way. We can do this with IP packets and or IPNG packets.
I'm too
totally
hot wired
to be here. I am very, very happy to be here.
Yeah.
IP packets.
Everybody.
Hey.
Yeah. So you just flew in. Where'd you fly in from?
I just came from Detroit.
It doesn't make any difference. But you need state in the switches, which reflect the classes or the sessions for which you're going to reserve bandwidth.
The Sex Pistols play Manchester for the very first time. There are only 42 people in the audience, but every single one of them is feeding on a power, an energy, and a magic. Inspired, they will go out and perform wondrous deeds. For instance, Howard Devoto at the front, Pete Shelley at the back, They organized this gig. They're way ahead of everyone in Manchester. They're already the Buzzcocks. Howard later sleeps with my wife. Behind me are Stiff Kittens, soon to become Warsaw, later to become Joy Division, finally to become New Order. Ginger Nut, Mick Hucknall. That's John the Postman, he's a postman. And that guy dancing at the front, that's Martin Hannett, the only bona fide genius in this story. Well, one of the only two bona fide geniuses in this story. He will later try to kill me.
There have been two general approaches suggested for setting up that state. One is a connection-oriented approach represented by SD2. And now we're currently developing a connectionless approach.
An economic doctrine is going to destabilize our society. Responsible businessmen, patriotic and decent businessmen, are forced to invest offshore or go bankrupt because labor is so much cheaper. And therefore the structure is one whereby you are taking responsible people and forcing them offshore. Whereas you should not be forcing them offshore, you should be ensuring that that investment stays here. You have the need for that investment.
Yes. Welcome.
Via many, many places. So it was like an interesting connection to get here, but I'm here.
You know? You don't sound too happy about those connections.
No, but I wouldn't have missed this for the world.
New metaphysics. It's time for some new metaphysics. Certainly been time for everything else. Gary Geiserman hanging on to it. Down to my fingernails. Coming to you from newmetaphysics.com, of course, and streaming about three different ways over on Shoutcast, Live 365 under the auspices of, I think it's called Mountain Stream now, and of course our home stream. And glorious 96K MP4 linked off of the newmetaphysics.com site, bringing us all right back here where I'm only partially besides myself. As we rev up in the 27th stage of the human race. No time trials, however. Time counts right now. Oh, we'll have a word later. Tagging after the 11 o'clock news.
I'm glad to be here.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to be a gas.
This energy here, I can feel it the moment the moment you get off the plane, you know, you go many places, but when you get off the plane, you know when you're someplace where the energy is really positive, and I think tonight's going to be very special. I'm hoping so.
And we're talking about San Francisco, of course, where Howard is based. And
now, the ACLU did manage to interview some people who were deported to Pakistan. It went to Pakistan and talked to them about their experiences. And some of these experiences appeared in a big article in the New York Times on January 20th called Deported Pakistanis Outcasts in Two Lands.
San Francisco to the world. Give me some good questions. Don't just throw some junk at me, folks.
All right, all right. We got the challenge here.
I got a mic in the jaw just now. That's a good question.
That's a challenge.
How does a mic in the jaw feel?
Absolutely. Derek, do you...
of which I may not speak. There are dreams that cannot die.
In New Orleans, contributed $1,000,000 a year to mafia funds.
And we read in that article stories of people being picked up and held for months in windowless solitary confinement cells.
You can trigger in your world, in the world, a resurgence, an awakening of dignity and of character, a vision of vitality. Amid the winds of war, amid the winds of chaos and crisis, can be an air of majesty that gets stirred, tripped into action, can be hints of magnificence out of the calling of miracles. Fixing can surpass and supersede producing change. Curing can lift to healing.
The artists own all their own work. The label owns nothing. Our bands have the freedom
to fuck off.
Oh yeah, quite right. The freedom to fuck off. Tony, you're fucking mad. Tony, you're fucking mad.
That's a point of view.
Of miracles, new depths of happiness and joy can emerge, and success, the same successes, success can be more meaningful, more rewarding, more fulfilling. Human gifts. The human gifts available to all.
Not knowing what they were accused of, with fluorescent lights on 24 hours a day, and every movement being relayed by closed-circuit cameras to an unseen guard. Anser Mehmood, a truck driver and father of four from New Jersey, was never visited by either the FBI or the INS and never asked any questions during his 4 months in solitary confinement.
In the 1970s, that time contracted rapidly, first to 48 hours or so, then finally to a few hours. Today it stands at the time it takes to speak in London and be heard in Delhi.
As, and I quote, one of the two or three most sinister figures in the history of organized crime.
In Detroit, sometimes, my studio is in Detroit, but my travel takes me everywhere. So when I go home, I guess, yeah, I am living, because that's the few times I do get to live.
And the impact of this on society has been to globalize everything.
example, RSVP. And then that's the work being done on DARTnet now. Over the years, we've tend to come to believe very strongly in connectionless approaches as providing more robust service and service which allows plug and play, which allows people to connect stuff together, built by a variety of different vendors with only a modest amount of careful engineering.
I shouldn't be up like this. But I get so hungry. It's silly to say this, but I look at a little olive like this. And it tastes wonderful. This has got a seed in it, but I like them pitted too. I don't have to worry about the stone. I swear I do this practically every night of the week. Oh, not every night, but pretty near. I keep worrying that I'm going to get fat. So, that's good celery.
You know, when I'm not working, I'm living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I love my work, but when I go home, I am living, yes, in Detroit. If you look at it on a monthly basis, I think I'm home 12 days a month.
I don't want to waste any. I'll finish off this cracker. I wonder if the other end of the celery tastes...
On April 4th, 1961, Marcello made a routine visit to the New Orleans Immigration Department.
Why not? Well, I guess I made my plate clean. Well, put this in the sink. Maybe I better wash it up. I just leave there. Now to go back to sleep.
What's wrong?
These jeans, they're sort of, they go right up my crotch.
Too tight for you, that's why.
So they cut straight between my balls.
You're not a regular shape, though, are you?
Pardon?
The jeans.
What do you mean I'm not a regular shape?
You've got big hips.
I've not got big hips.
Yeah, you have.
I have.
Look, you've got huge
That's
hips.
That's fucking ridiculous. I've not got... Lindsay, I've not got big hips. Don't say that.
You've got big hips and me too.
That's fucking bullshit.
Conceiving of thinking of feeling, knowing your wants and needs, imagining, loving and healing human gifts. Come shine more brightly in the calling of miracles and with intensity. out of the calling of miracles can come a domain, an environment, where people caring about people, where people caring about the earth, where individuals can come together and work as one. Such an environment, such a domain in the calling of miracles can become more real. In the very working of a technique, dreams, grace, majesty, magnificence, changing more than fixing, healing more than curing, deeper happiness, joy, more fulfilling success, gifts shining brightly, becoming brilliant.
Address called the Year of Europe address, in which he instructed the Europeans that they have what he called regional responsibilities, which they are to carry out within the overall framework of order managed by the United States.
Redbone Gorillas, you represent aesthetic towards freedom, not just art for art's sake. I mean, what is that? Oh gosh, I'm coming undone.
Freedom is a road seldom traveled by the multitude.
You're strong, you're into it, you're alive. Today, let's go even one step beyond.
Don't forget your limits. A lot of the manufactured hatred about France and Germany has to do with they are the heartland of the European economy and of its political strength, and therefore the threat that they might move towards some kind of independent course remains very significant.
After being arrested, he was charged with a single criminal offense, using an invalid Social Security card.
Love you. And love you, oh my.
So,
and it
It is love that binds the mixture of your willingness, your choices, and your abilities to make magic.
You recognize my... Hello, Dr.
Walter from Woodtick, okay.
I'm turning the radio off, Chris.
I bought a watch here, which has got a photograph of Elvis, and the watch is most unusual because it's actually in the shape of a guitar.
Not much.
That's rough, huh?
Mm. Well, it's, you know...
It's fine.
The rough part is when you arrive someplace and it's a terrible party or it's a, you know, it's not what you expected, and you have to still go out and do your job. And
Times article, 296 people out of 11 million they wanted to vaccinate. Almost no one is taking these shots, so they're trying to hype up the dangerous smallpox shot that's now killing 1 out of 1,000 that take it. And they're now offering to pay health workers double if they'll force inject us, but they don't have to take it.
Right.
And then shipped out of the country, he was the father of 4 American children. Included among those arrested in the aftermath of 9/11 are people like Maled Mohammed Saif, a French citizen from Djibouti who was hospitalized after being on hunger strike for 6 weeks, and so we found out about him. According to the New York Times, he became a target because he attended the same mosque in Arizona, frequented by one of the hijackers. He voluntarily flew from Marseille in France to Phoenix after hearing that the FBI wanted to interview him. And he did it because he wanted to help, and instead he was arrested. Some of those arrested in the wake of 9/11 were students, like 24-year-old Hasnain Javed, who is a Pakistani national who was traveling on a bus from his aunt's house in Houston to Queensborough College in New York.
Though it's a job. Because most of the music that we've done has had the strongest impact in Europe, and that would contend to be that most of the people that are interested live in Europe, and that's where our audience is.
Business based on global communication and travel.
And have it work correctly.
Love to be home.
How does RSVP work? What are some of the techniques you're looking at to do this connectionless resource reservation?
Well, basically, you send packets along the path of your data to set up the reservation, and that creates state in the routers along the path, and that state times out. There's no hard mechanism to remove that state. It simply times out, and you refresh it. You periodically resend the same data.
What's coming?
Red Ball, double homicide, one male, one female. Killers male, white, 40s. Agatha nailed the time frame at 8.04 a.m. The twins are a little fuzzy on that, so we'll need confirmation. Location still uncertain. Remote witnesses are plugged in. This will be case number 1108.
Morning, detectives. Case number 1108, pre-visualized by the precogs, recorded on Hollow Sphere by Pre-Crimes Q-Stacks. My fellow witnesses for case number 1108 are Dr. Catherine James and Chief Justice Frank Pollard. Good morning.
Good morning.
Will the witness preview and validate number 1108 at this time?
Affirmative, I will validate.
Go get him.
Stand by.
Time of murder, 8.04 a.m.
Four times out. And if, for example, a route changes,
found with an
then
expired visa
the
by a federal
refresh
border
packets
patrol, he was
follow
off
the new path
in Alabama
and set up the state on the new path.
Off to jail in
and
Wiggins,
the state on the old path, which is now not in use, so time's
by
out.
Other inmates and
so it's all done on a sort of soft state
basis. And here's
basis,
what happened to a teenager from Morocco who enrolled in high school in Virginia shortly after 9/11.
Best effort guarantee, if one can use that oxymoron.
That's an issue of the scheduling algorithm you use, the model for traffic control, and that's independent of the way you do the actual setup. The setup protocol carries along what we call flow spec, which defines the quality of service you want.
Good. Good. 8, 9, 10. Now you're Debbie Shaw, feeling nice and relaxed.
It's time for me to indulge in a bit of hindsight and tell you about a CIA man named Grabowski. I'd never heard of him and only discovered what he'd been up to long afterwards. In every intelligence organization, there are sections that are so secret that even their colleagues have never heard of them. Grabowski ran such a team. The men he was responsible for were two doctors, psychiatrists. You've already met one, Captain Simmons. His sidekick was named Peterson. They had a free hand to experiment with drugs, heroin, LSD, anything, on people who were unaware that they were being given drugs. Some were servicemen and some were civilians. All were totally ignorant of what was being done to them. Debbie was one of the victims.
And you may, of course, get back an error message saying, I'm sorry, I can't provide that service.
When his guidance counselor found out that his tourist visa had expired, she gave his passport to the police, who turned it over to INS.
In Detroit or wherever.
24 minutes, 13 seconds from now. This is a red one. I show 8 Howard Marks in the district, sorting by race and age.
Under license registration. See if I can capture an address, sir.
Running out of time. You know, I was thinking maybe I'd play hockey, stay home today.
Right, working too much.
Can you grab that?
So clear.
I got 6 licenses. Where do you want them?
Over here, please.
Got him in the foxhole, 4421 Gainsborough.
Send a DCPD blue and white. Set up a perimeter until we're en route.
You know, I was thinking maybe I'd play hooky. Stay home today.
We have come to dedicate a portion of that field.
What do you think?
As a final resting place, what about your meeting?
I'll reschedule. I've been working too much anyway.
It's all together fitting and proper. We should do this.
But in a larger...
We'd have lunch together.
I would love to.
The brave men, living and dead.
I have an open house at the wrestler place.
Have consecrated far above our poor power to add or detract.
Well, I guess that's why you look so nice.
No longer remember what we say.
Chief! We got a problem with our location. It's no longer there.
Time frame?
13 minutes.
Hey, Chief. Investigator from the feds here.
Yeah, I don't need some twink from the fed poking around right now.
John, I wrote it down on your calendar. I left you a message at your house.
Check in with the papers ahead of forwarded. See if the neighbors knew where they went. Check all relations.
Checking neighbors and relations.
But John.
Fletch, just get him some coffee. Tell him some stories how I save your ass every day and you can't live without me.
I got coffee. Thank you. Danny Whitworth. Twink from the fed. Whoops. Gum?
Sorry, Danny. I'm going to have to give you the full tour some other time.
The Marxes moved a couple of weeks ago. Nobody knows where. Still searching for family and employer.
Time horizon, 12 minutes.
All right, what he's doing now, we call scrubbing the image, looking for clues as to where the murder's going to happen.
Original running bond brick pattern, streamline early Georgian details. The brick has been repointed.
And that this nation?
This nation.
Under God.
Under God.
Shall not perish from the earth.
Shall not perish from the earth.
Victims are pronounced here, killers here. Beyond that, the date of the crime, all we have to run on are the images that they produce.
Show a cop on horseback.
Near the Capitol?
No maglev system.
Come on.
Georgetown.
The precogs can see a murder 4 days out. Why the late call?
Well, we call it a red ball. With crimes of passion, there's no premeditation, so they show up late. Most of our scrambles are flash events like this one. We rarely see anything with premeditation anymore.
People have gotten the message.
Oh, this is good. I show a match with Dwight Kingsley, 18th century architect. He did 24 houses in D.C.
Time horizon, 10 minutes.
10 minutes!
Oh. Look at this kid.
It's still...
No, but up until just a year ago, really, there was no demand.
By the time the New York Times made...
All this was serious enough, but when certain people in the CIA started playing footsie with the mafia over Cuba, and then the Kennedys, it became...
And this is just my first time in the West Coast.
Really?
Yeah.
Willingness. It often begins there. Are you willing? Are you willing? And you see, your willingness, everyone's willingness within your realities, within the consensus of your world and outside that consensus as well, willingness begins with freeing yourself from the past. To truly develop a sense of willingness, you need to free yourself not from the events that occurred, but from the patterns that resulted from those events. Not from occurrences that came in what you call time before, but the emotions, the thoughts and feelings, and the patterns, the pains, the scars, the damage that was done in that particular past. That's where willingness begins. Freedom, freedom, freedom from... Freedom from the past. Willingness comes out of changing beliefs, clearing your blockages.
God moves in very mysterious ways.
Breaking
the supervising nurse on my
and scripts, and with healing, healing the malfunction, the dysfunction of the mechanics and chemistry of you.
Y'all, Martha Roosevelt, a beautiful lady, great friend of mine, was one of you sneaky people. And she was watching my shenanigans the whole time I was in the hospital, because I was running games in there just like I did out in the street.
And this one, he's on the left side of the man in the suit.
Yes? So?
This one, he's on the right. Merry-go-round. It's a park.
Tell me there's only 16 of these old merry-go-rounds left in the city.
two in Georgetown, one in Barnaby Woods, the other's in Woodley.
Woodley's all Victorian, it's gotta be Barnaby Woods. Vaughn, flight time?
Wait, I drive 3 minutes after wheels up. Time horizon, 6 minutes.
Isn't that something? This is my first time in the West Coast to play. This is my very first time. I played in the Camel Rave, you know, that was, but that wasn't,
Which
really
rave?
The Camel Rave, it was a German organization that did it. I was in the desert in Vegas. But that doesn't count. I mean, it was, that just doesn't count as the same thing. That was a corporation. That was a corporate event. This is we're talking now. Purist club people who really believe in something underground.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is all about.
I'm going to make you an offer. Can I lean on this?
Yes, you've got me. But yeah, fine.
I'm going to make you an offer for the whole company.
John, put the camera down. Look, I'm all ready for bed.
So this is why I'm here.
What is this? No. Put it away. It's time to put the camera to sleep.
What I enjoy most. What do I think about the Detroit scene as it is today? Well, I think in many ways it evolves.
And time to come and take care of your wife. Sweetie, why don't you put the camera down and come and watch the rain with me?
In ways it doesn't. I think when I go home, I'm looking forward to things happening, and they're not. And I think it has a lot to do with a lot of the promoters really don't use their head when it comes to venues. A couple times this last summer, in particular, there was a lot of problems with police in the city.
Yeah.
People would go and hire a venue or take a warehouse space, but they wouldn't go through the sort of litigation. It just takes a couple hours to go down to the city and get the proper paperwork for a warehouse space.
No. I promise I'll make it a memorable moment. Look, put the camera down, or you're not getting anything tonight.
Stations. The radio industry today is run by two companies.
Yes, willingness begins, is initiated, is set in motion in seeking that freedom from the past, from the constricting beliefs, from those blockages and chaos, from those contracts and scripts that limit, that diminish, and from the errant chemistry, the errant mechanics
who have, you know, 40, 50, 80, 100 stations. But essentially, the radio industry today is run by two companies.
And Viacom owns Infinity.
Right. Complicated radio shows a lot more what's called voice tracking.
Mentioned his case in its February 3rd, 2002 issue. He had been in secret detention for 4 months.
And I never will forget the night I was, the day before I was supposed to be discharged. I was sitting on the bed the night before, and she came by, and she saw me sitting there very quiet, very subdued, which is not my normal state. And she asked me what was the matter. And I don't know why, until to this day, I don't know why the words came out of my mouth. I told her I was afraid. I knew I was going to go back out in the world. And I knew I was going to be right back out there, right in that rat race, running twice as fast to stay exactly where I was. And I was afraid. And I told her that. And she asked me the question I think that everybody gets asked in one way or another. She asked me if I really wanted help. And I think for the first instance of grace coming into my life, I said to her, I need help. And she arranged for me to get to my first AA meeting.
Closed down effective democracy in the United States.
That so impede your capacity to trust, so impede your capacity to love.
We no longer effectively govern ourselves.
In order for willingness to remain fresh, to be vibrant, it cannot rely upon freedom from forever. Willingness, in order to be fresh, in order to be vibrant, also hinges on the future. Not freedom from the past alone, but hinges upon the future, upon hope. Light found in the future. It hinges upon the treasures that you both find and create, and it hinges upon the meaning that you both find and create in the very substance that is the future.
If we have effective democracy, why don't we have national health insurance, which the huge majority of us want?
I think Armstrong himself, who has slowed down as we get into the tricky part of this
course. I do too. I agree with you, Paul, and he's got no reason to push it now. He doesn't want to finish up on the deck. He's done that a couple of times in this year's Tour de France. Here is the rival of Iban Mayo. A solid ride, but I don't think he's going to hold on to his fifth place overall as he comes in with the 16th best time of
first time in our two centuries of history. Even though it is amazing and astounding,
with Anthony Wilson and Terry Seymour.
Welcome to the Wheel of Fortune. There it is, the wheel that throughout the centuries has been used as a symbol for the vicissitudes of life. Boethius himself, in his great work, The Consolation of Philosophy, compares history to a great wheel, hoisting us up, then dropping us down again. Inconsistency is my very essence, says the wheel. Raise yourself up on my spokes if you wish, but don't complain when you're plunged back down. Let's spin the wheel.
What a load of bullshit. Okay, we'll remove that letter and just go straight from Wheel of Fortune, cut to spin the wheel.
The guy over there playing the director, that's the real Tony Wilson, okay? The real me. There's plenty of other real people in the film. There's Paul Ryder.
Tony.
How are you doing?
Good.
Mark E. Smith from The Fall.
What are you doing? You'd be opening this club, what?
Manny from The Stone Roses.
Right, where's Sean?
In Spiral Carpets, what's his name? Clint Boone.
Wrong with the table there.
Mike Pickering. Dave Haslam. And Vinnie Riley. Although, this scene didn't actually make it to the final cut. I'm sure it'll be on the DVD.
This is a nightmare. But it is not a dream.
The domain, the stuff of dreams, becoming more real. In the calling of miracles, the very making and working of miracles, and the flow of miracles can come along the avenue of dignity, far more than along the avenue of tragedy. As we've said on numerous occasions, miracles can come any way and anywhere, but the avenues of least resistance, the avenues with which these that are miracle from beyond space-time can precipitate, can collapse into the locality of your reality.
This is unconstitutional usurpation, the arrogant use of democratic power.
For the cross-ownership, the concern is, the reason it's never been allowed before is there is a concern that fewer and fewer companies own more and more outlets, and that if a single company owns the major newspaper in Denver and owns 8 radio stations and owns 2 TV stations and might also, be in the telephone and internet business. The main concern on the TV side is if you own more, your companies own all the affiliates, no one says no. There's no local decision making on the local level for TV. So basically the concern is fewer and fewer voices, more and more consolidation.
FCC chairman.
And, the largest radio station group is Clear Channel, has 1,200, approximately 1,200 radio stations. On the eve of the Telecom Act, they had approximately 40. So that right there tells you what has happened to radio.
If they eventually did have some sort of a hearing, their families were not informed, because immediately after 9/11, the chief immigration judge issued an internal rule ordering.
500 stations is approximately 1,000 more than the nearest competitor. So, I mean, you can't really underestimate how much has changed in the radio business and what consolidation and deregulation did to the radio business. People today who are still in the business would tell you they don't recognize it. It's not the same business.
Why, Sonny's only a baby. She should be in preschool, not an office environment.
The avenues most frequently traveled, the avenues of least resistance, are the avenues of human tragedy or the avenue of human dignity.
Doesn't matter now, Nero said. They're all expelled. Give me that candy. Klaus looked down at his hands, which were still clutching the Quagmire notebooks. He was afraid that the notebooks might be the only sign of the Quagmires he would ever see again. We don't have time to argue about candy, he cried. Count Olaf has done something terrible to our friends.
Very much, quite. Pretty much an area of research, what the qualities of service need to be. There is a model which is very popular, which is developed by Dave Clark at MIT and Lisa Zhang and Scott Schenker at Xerox PARC. We call the CSZ model, which is the one we're pursuing, but there are other proposals.
You want the customary clarity or the new and improved kind of clarity?
Just give me the new stuff.
If we're looking at classes of service and reserving resources, or certainly at least saying we'd like some resources, the internet currently is based on flat fees. Users don't pay or users pay a certain amount.
Just give us an overview of the biggest companies and what each of them own.
I'm going to make you an offer. Are you in on this?
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah, fine.
I'm going to make you an offer for the whole company.
Okay.
$5 million.
What do you want for that?
What do I want?
Yeah.
I want everything. I want the back catalogue. I want it all. I want this table. I want this food. I want these windows. I want it all.
Okay.
You want factory?
Quite right.
Okay. Right. We're very, very flattered, Roger. Terribly flattered that you think we're worth such a princely sum. However, what I have to explain to you is that Factory Records are not actually a company. We are an experiment in human nature. You're labouring under the misapprehension that we actually have a deal with our bands, that we have any kind of a contract at all. And I'm afraid we don't, because that's the sum total of the paperwork to do with Factory Records deal with their various bands.
The artists own all their own work, the label owns nothing. Our bands have the freedom
to fuck off.
Oh, yeah, quite right. The freedom to fuck off. I don't have to deal with you at all.
Correct. But my epitaph will be that I never literally nor metaphorically sold out. I protected myself from ever having to have the dilemma of having to sell out by having nothing to sell out.
Tony, you're fucking mad.
That's a point of view. Most of all, I love Manchester. The crumbling warehouses, the railway arches, the cheap, abundant drugs. That's what did it in the end. Not the money, not the music, not even the guns. That is my heroic flaw, my excess of civic pride.
Is it true that Hacienda is closing down?
Yes, it is.
And how does it feel now that it's fucked up in your face?
Glorious. Glorious. The Hacienda is dead. It will never grow old.
Unlike your good self, Tony.
I feel like a big dandelion cock.
What?
Cock. No matter. Whose seed is catching the wind, is going to fly off, land, take root, and spawn dozens, thousands of little baby dandelions. Like the biggest ever fuck. Oh. Now she wants one, so I'm going to go.
Right. And they wouldn't do it, you know, and basically that has squashed the scene because the young kids are the ones who continue to make the scene strong. And right now, everybody is intimidated by that, so there's nothing really happening.
Does that mean if we have different classes of service, every single user is going to say we want the best possible service?
Time watching nature programs than experiencing the real thing. More time laughing at TV jokes than joking around yourself. More time watching TV sex than making love yourself. Then there's something you're missing. Television isn't real, but the addiction is.
Global civilization, and we brought that with that the benefit of global warfare.
Hearings to be held behind closed doors, and calling on immigration court officials not even to confirm that cases exist.
Kind of transcendent moment. Such a moment in which you transmute or transform or even transcend. In your reality.
But
and provide cheap alternatives to oil imported from the Middle East, where the United States maintains control. That's quite significant. One of the major reasons to control the Middle East oil reserves has been to maintain what George Kennan 50 years ago called veto power over other countries. If they forget that they have only regional responsibilities, we can strangle them. But if the integrated region of Northeast Asia actually moves towards independence, as it could, that could be, that veto power could be lost.
I'm working with from the Spanish network. We've done several enhancements on it. It's just unbelievable. And at one point, it appears to be going interdimensional. It just starts fading and fading and fading, and you know, it completely disappears.
New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, jacked into the socket. Chris, I have been my whole life, just like you have, assuming you exist. This, of course, is the static of life. But not really important static. Show's being taken apart, ripped to shreds, and then weaved back together by an electromagnetic fan device and sort of field sprayed into a little matrix, a little porta-matrix, if you will, which can be transubstantiated amongst its many selves, both in the same time and in various formulas of sequential time, just for you. And I'll participate a little bit in that myself, riding my bike around, listening to some New Metaphysics Churse media. As I dream of the homeland and putting myself right with myself, a current project, quite literally worth lots of money to me. It's another system. You don't have to deal with it. Don't worry about it. It's not coming out of your pocket. As we're in America Ground Zero decade, or however long it lasts, before the North Korea chapter perhaps could begin. Where Americans finally realize who they really always hoped they would be. And thus, to realize who they actually are, even amidst the very terrible Orwellian perturbations in information dissemination, matters not anymore. Americans sing true. World domination is a good thing. Keeps the price of eggs down and allows me to own a fancy car for about 10 or 12 months. I know somebody who's got a timeshare far from here, At least they say they do. Take over the world. No more fucking around with the bullshit. Propagandering. Not really needed anymore. And I think that possibly could be a good thing. Now we don't have to worry about it anymore. NewMetaphysics.com with the W's up front. And Gary at NewMetaphysics.com if you believe in things like that.
Not transcend your reality, transcend in your reality.
Be live streaming again pretty soon. The stream's been rewritten. It's also now on Live 365 as part of Mountain Stream, along with two other shows and some archives of the same. New Metaphysics is old and new over there. You can check the schedule over at Mountain Stream. There's a link from my site, newmetaphysics.com. Of course, the trusty standby shoutcast. Of course, the best quality live stream or archive stream is either from my site for old shows or...
Yeah, right now.
I believe it's 112K right now. Or for the Mountain Stream, it's 96K at MP4. Coming out of QuickTime encoding. That link is also on the site. Keep up the faith. It could break soon. Could be a good thing. Everything is auspicious now.
This is a really Kafkaesque situation. They're never posted on a docket outside the courtroom. This lack of due process, use of secrecy and secret evidence, lack of accountability, indefinite detention without charges or trials are the things the U.S. usually complains about when it criticizes other countries' human rights records.
See, not just a transcendent moment, but a transcendent moment that triggers, that produces a transmutation of energy, a transformation within you, or even lifts you, or allows yourself to lift yourself out of a situation.
And if people could just realize what they have to go through to pull it off.
heaven is such a wonderful place, then how is getting crucified such a big fucking sacrifice?
I am going, if I just look at a moment a little bit later, which we call delta x, a little bit later, and then we could compute how fast I went on average between that original moment and the moment a little bit later. That was the generating fraction for the derivative.
Reality.
The example we've used in the past works effectively. We use it again. Someone with an illness in a hospital may wake one morning just before sunrise and watch that morning sunrise. But this morning, in that moment, there comes ecstasy, filled with joy, fully at peace, filled with exhilaration. Fully loved. A moment of euphoria. A timelessness, a spacelessness, a sacredness, an ineffability.
And then I took a time that was even closer to my given moment, and I did the same thing, found an average speed. And I continued on in this way until I found a limiting number, which was the speed, the instantaneous speed at that moment.
And in that moment of ecstasy, in that moment euphoric of watching a sunrise, they transmute the energy, transform, and transcend the very illness that has them there in the first place. That's a miracle. The rise of sun may be a transcendent moment on any number of mornings, but only when it produces transmutation, transformation, or transcendence is it a miracle.
Anybody got an ID? Anybody?
Negative.
Negative.
So a miracle is a particular kind of transcendent moment that produces transmutation, transformation, or even transcendence. Then that moment becomes more than a moment, more than a sacred moment. It becomes a miracle. A fifth criteria. A miracle is precipitation, once again. A precipitation, the condensation that comes out of the energy between. That is the precipitation that emerges from the liminal, from the between. It is the precipitation that emerges in the duality of your world. Somewhere between, whether it be a duality of polar opposites, between despair and joy, or a duality of parallel comparatives, a duality of happiness and joy. Out of that duality, the energy between, the energy of paradox, the energy between in a polarity, be it a vertical polarity of polar opposites or a horizontal polarity of parallels. Somewhere in between, in that liminal, the energy between, that which emerges, that which precipitates out of that energy. In many ways, another way to say it, a miracle, is the precipitation of resonant causation or of resonance magic.
Notice that from the point of view of the graph, what we did is we had lines that originally went between two points of the graph, and then at the end, they converged to a line that was just tangent to the graph. So let's see this in this example. So here I'm holding a position versus time graph. And here, let's suppose that at some time here, like right here, I am traveling along, and I say, okay, I want to know how fast I'm going right at this moment. Well, I'd say, okay, I'll pick a time in the future and see the slope of the line between this point and this point, which would tell me the steepness of this bar tells me how fast I'm going on average between those two moments of time. And then I pick a point closer, and I get a different steepness. And closer, I get a different steepness, and closer and closer and closer. And pretty soon, when I look closer and closer, I'm not changing much. And pretty soon, when I look closer, I'm just getting the slope of the tangent line.
It could be happening again, overnight. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Last time you played in Detroit?
Was Juan Atkins' party, his Metroplex party, which was several months ago.
Okay.
When was that? September 10th?
September.
Yeah.
That was the last time. And before that, I think I hadn't played in Detroit in maybe another 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
It's rare. It's very rare in my own hometown.
Wow.
You know?
All right, we've got a new question here from Eraser9 asks, what is wrong with techno these days?
Well, what is techno, first of all? What do you mean by techno? What is your definition of techno? We'll answer that when you get back with us on that. Definitely everybody has their own sort of interpretation of what techno is now. I mean, what I call techno, somebody else might not even consider it to be techno music at all.
Right, right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, diarrhea is now called irregular. You know what I mean? I still call it diarrhea. You know?
So.
In resonance magic, there are various components, each of which has its own frequency of vibration. According to the laws of resonance, those frequencies of vibration interacting with one another create a state of interference, create a state of chaos. But according to those very law of resonance, in time, out of that interference pattern will emerge somewhere in the between, will emerge a standing wave of resonance. And that standing wave is more powerful than any of the components that comprise it. The interference pattern does not produce a standing wave. The interference pattern does not create a standing wave. a standing wave emerges from it. And there is a difference. It would be like saying someone who came through that door, the door created that person. You know better. No. The person emerged through the door, but the door didn't create them. Resonance doesn't create, or rather, interference patterns don't create resonance. It is through this portal, through this doorway, out of this energy between all the components, through that interference pattern emerges a standing wave that is more powerful. Resonance magic. The precipitation of the energy between. The manifestation of resonance magic. A miracle. Out of the liminal. Out of the between. Condensed. That's a miracle.
What I see happening is that terrorism has caused us to enter a state of superficiality.
And how do we handle that with the current charging model? Is there a dichotomy there?
Well, that's a very important issue. The researchers in this area believe quite clearly that resource reservation can only work if there is some feedback to the user.
And for radio?
Yeah.
There are really two major radio players. There's Clear Channel, which has 1,200 radio stations. It's in the top probably 300 markets. They are everywhere, and they're sort of maxed out in terms of how many they can own in most major markets. And then there's Viacom, which has between 200 and 300. They are mostly in the major markets, in the top 20, top 30, top 40 markets. They are number two in revenue. They're pretty close to Clear Channel in terms of revenue, even though they have 900 less stations because they're in the major markets. And really, once you go past Clear Channel and Viacom, there's a major drop-off. And then there are a handful of medium-sized broadcasters who have, 40, 50, 80, 100 stations. But essentially, the radio industry today is run by two companies.
And Viacom owns Infinity.
Right. Located radio shows a lot more what's called voice tracking. Clear Channel owns 1,200 radio stations, and say 700 of them are music stations. They're certainly not going to employ five disc jockeys at 700 radio stations to play music. So what they decided to do was fire most of the disc jockeys, and through very clever and high-tech advanced technology, they were able to have a single disc jockey, say, doing an afternoon show in Akron, Ohio on an adult contemporary station, and feed that same disc jockey's voice to 40 other adult contemporary stations.
But look at another thing over the same period of time. All right, a century and a half ago, you could only talk to somebody if you were within a few feet of that person. But at the same time, a century and a half ago, there was no problem having a private conversation. It took only minimal precautions. It took no advance planning. You just walked far enough away from other people that they couldn't hear you, and you spoke to somebody.
The sixth criteria. A miracle is the result or is the manifestation of a mystical choice. We talk of mysterious choice, cornerstone and keystone to all creation, seminum to all creation. The conscious mind makes choice, and that choice, or those choices, can be mysterious choices, key to the working of magic. A mysterious choice is a choice of a magician. A mystical choice is an extraordinary or an extraordinary choice. It comes from beyond space-time. It is not made consciously, nor is it made subconsciously or unconsciously. Your subconscious and unconscious, as you know, do not choose. Within space-time, only your conscious self chooses. A mystical choice, one that comes from beyond space-time, is a choice that your higher self makes. And when those choices manifest, when the choices your higher self has made for you, a choice that your higher self has made for you, manifests, that's a miracle. When the boundaries between space-time and what lies beyond space-time are particularly narrow, a time of coincidence, a time of synchronicity, a time when mystical choice can manifest. And last criteria we suggest a miracle is a truth, a distinctive truth that catapults you forward in your growing, your changing, your evolving. Not a truth that maintains the status quo.
Amen.
Not a truth that reaffirms what you already know. We do not diminish such truths. We simply say, as beautiful and as wonderful as they are not miracles. The particular kind of truth that is a miracle is the truth that catapults you forward.
Today, you can pick up the phone, you can reach somebody anywhere in the world in a few seconds.
Them, the officials sitting in the grandstand. And then these children had to witness the execution of their own parents, and many of them participate in it.
And
do we look like them?
Very much so.
And in those early days, it was our unhappy lot to witness as many as a dozen little children collapse, go into convulsive fits, and from which they never recovered.
Genetic vert, 6 feet, 6.5 feet?
Yeah, a little over six.
Okay. How did they treat you?
Very respectful, much more respectful than I probably deserved.
It was about 6 or 8 weeks after the curtain had fallen, when the indoctrination courses were going apace for everybody. People have been told that in one form or another you have to attend an indoctrination course. There were indoctrination courses for tradesmen, indoctrination courses for professionals.
Why? Did you fight them or anything?
No, not in any way whatsoever. It's just that I was in such awe of their beauty and the frequency that comes from them that the energy exchange was just so incredible. But they would seem to refer to me almost in the same way, in a very loving, respectful manner.
But the privacy of your conversation is very, very hard to assure.
And finally, there were several sightings last night of an unidentified flying object over the Little Halton district of Manchester. Apparently the aliens flew low over the district and then disappeared, which is kind of understandable. If you're listening, spaceman, next time you might want to try Marple instead. Just don't land on my house. Good night.
Indoctrination courses for housewives, indoctrination courses for the high school students.
And it has really angered various human rights organizations.
I believe that certain people in life are meant to fall by the wayside, to serve as warnings for the rest of us, signposts along the way.
To where?
Success.
Our father would be a slippery when schizophrenic sign, for instance. Along the highway of life.
Students, all in their different and separate groupings, they had these special courses. One morning, just before breakfast, quite a while before breakfast, when we were still upstairs in our bedrooms, there was a great knocking at the door, and I was called downstairs and found myself in the presence of several communist leaders, each of whom I recognized by this time.
That comes out of the confusion, the uncertainty, the unsurety, the self-doubt. The kind of truth that emerges from the unknown, with a small u, as well as the unknown, with a capital U.
Not cleared for access.
This inclination should be pacified by also seeing the defects of distraction. If the function of the mind becomes unclear and starts sinking, then quickly attempt to overcome such dullness by focusing the mind on supremely delightful things. Then the object suchness should be held in very tight focus.
The kind of truth that often emerges from a fantasy in which you have uncovered the fantasia. Not just any fantasy, but in which you have uncovered the fantasia, the something that has emerged from nothing. These truths that catapult you forward are miracles. A miracle can be something that meets any one of these criteria. Any one of the criterion can be met, and it is a miracle. Often miracles will meet several of the criteria, but it need not meet them all. In the calling of miracles, it is important to understand what a miracle is. It's also valuable to know that a miracle is a working of spirit. A miracle is a working of spirit. A miracle inspires and brings about the aspiration to live life, to live loud, to live vibrantly, to live intensely. A miracle inspires and brings the aspirations in the living of life, a miracle.
This will be case number 1108.
Case number 1108, pre-visualized by the precogs, recorded on hollow sphere by pre-crimes Q-Stacks. My fellow witnesses for case number 1108 are Dr. Catherine James and Chief Justice Frank Pollard. Good morning.
Good morning.
Will the witness preview and validate number 1108 at this time?
Affirmative, I will validate.
Okay.
Stand by.
Horizon 1 minute. Chief, we're catching up to the future.
Shut up, Ivana. Look at me. Look at me. Positive for Howard Marks. Mr. Marks. By mandate of the District of Columbia Pre-Crime Division, I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks and Donald Dubin that was to take place today, April 22nd, at 0800 hours, 4 minutes.
No, I didn't do anything.
So afraid of being out of control. Because even so, miracles are things of science. They are, however, unpredictable. They are not empirical. They appear much more anecdotal than empirical. And you can't predict when they're going to occur. The resistance not only appearing weak, but miracles put you out of control.
Thank you.
Walking about invisibly. They don't really leave a literal wake like a boat through a lake or a pool.
What's the matter? Can't sleep?
What's wrong?
These jeans, they're sort of, they go right up my crotch.
Too tight for you, that's why.
So, they cut straight between my balls.
You're not a regular shape, though, are you?
Pardon?
The jeans.
What do you mean I'm not a regular shape?
You've got big hips.
I've not got big hips.
Yeah, you have.
I have.
Look, you've got huge
That's
hips.
That's fucking ridiculous. I've not got... Lindsay, I've not got big hips. Stop saying
big
that.
Big hips for me, too.
That's fucking bullshit. I've not got big hips.
It's really good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, this is good. Where'd you get it from?
A mate of mine bought it back from his holidays.
What, Caribbean?
Rill. The Sun Centre in Rill.
Right.
Close your eyes and let them remain shut during this.
At times, when the mind is observed to be excited, then pacify the distraction by reflecting on such things as impermanence. Then again endeavor to engage the mind on suchness without applying counterforces.
As you lie, listen to all the sounds that are taking place around you. There are many. As you concentrate on these sounds, in amongst them all is one which you will find most pleasant to you. By shutting out all the other sounds around you, concentrate on
this. I would describe it as history.
History? How could it be history? There are only 42 people at the gig.
Well, what difference does that make? How many people were at the Last Supper?
12.
Well,
13, including Jesus.
You recovered?
Yeah.
But it's not historically documented.
In other words, not many. How many people were at the murder of Julius Caesar?
No, Tony, you tell me.
5. So, shut up then.
You're an artist? What kind of art?
What do you mean, what kind of art?
Well, I mean, do you paint, or what?
I got what you meant, but you obviously didn't get what I meant. An artist creates art regardless of what form the canvas takes.
So what do you do, paint?
I'm a performance artist.
Oh, so you don't paint.
Why don't you cut the cute act anyway and tell me exactly what it is you're looking for?
Flaws.
There hasn't been a murder in 6 years. There's nothing wrong with the system. It is perfect.
I agree. If there's a flaw, it's human. It always is.
And so the result is that what were once facts of life, the impossibility of long-distance communications, the simplicity of privacy, are now things that have become matters of public policy.
Not cleared for access. Not cleared for access.
Tony Wilson, here we are, as we are, so it goes. On tonight's show, I'll be talking to Alice Cooper, live at the Apollo. Apparently, he'll be hanging a dwarf live on stage. But first, 2 minutes of the most important music since Elvis walked into the Sun Studios in Memphis, The Sex Pistols, and Anarchy in the UK. In 1976, two or three people controlled all the music on television, and they didn't like punk. So, for a year, if you wanted to see the most exciting bands in the world, they were on a regional show coming out of Manchester. My show.
What it means is that the boundary between space-time and beyond space-time is particularly narrow, is particularly fluid. And in those moments that are coincidence, in those moments that produce coincidence and produce synchronicity, the energy is ripe for miracles. The synchronicity, the coincidence, is not the miracle. The meaning, the change, the healing, the shifting in you is the miracle. It's in somewhat of a similar sense, where there's smoke, there's fire. You may not see the fire, but where there's smoke, there's fire. That phrase, that cliché. Well, where there are coincidences, where there are synchronicities, smoke. The archetypes are passing, the boundaries between space and time is particularly narrow, and in that space, miracles can happen.
So, you're the new guy.
Yeah, I just started today.
Yeah, well, my name is Tom, but I can't stop to talk to you right now because I've got to clean these floors and walls.
Wow, I'll bet that's a drag.
A drag? Oh, heck no. I'm a man who likes a challenge, and I can really get into this.
No kidding.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to, you can follow me around, and I'll show you how a sanitation artist works.
You aren't kidding, are you?
Would a man of principle kid a new guy? When I first approached this lobby and dining area, I try to imagine how my dear old grandma would have felt coming here to eat. Then I just gather up my equipment and I'm ready to get on with it. Well, you don't know how lucky you are. Tonight, along with my normal artistic cleaning, I'm going to work with ceramics.
Ceramics?
This wall you see here is made of ceramic tile. I, however, am the one who gives it that ceramic finish.
Do you do that every night when you clean the floors?
It depends. All of the walls need to be cleaned once every 2 weeks.
Is it difficult?
difficult. Usually, after I get started, I lose myself in the work. I just take this detergent sanitizing solution and this towel. Start washing at the top and work my way down. Then I rinse that section and buff it with a clean, dry towel. And
let me guess, start on a new section.
Of course. Look at that baby shine. What class. As you can see, there's a big difference between one who cleans walls and floors and one, like myself, who recreates walls and floors. Well, let me show you what I mean. Take a look at this floor and imagine for the moment sketching it on a canvas. It would really be boring if all you saw was the middle of the floor. Agree?
Agreed.
Well, imagine you were the artist. What would you draw?
I guess I'd be sure to show the corners and borders along the wall.
Yes.
And the pedestals of the table are almost an extension of the floor.
Very nicely put. And so, as you suggest, I begin by wiping off the pedestals of the tables with a heavy cleaning solution. Then I take a mop soaked in the same solution, wring it out in this mop press, and mop every section of the floor. Now, as you observe, I rinse my mop in this fresh water, as an artist cleans his brush, and then mop them again. While the floor is drying, I'll take this trash into the kitchen. In the morning, the day crew will take the trash to the dumpster. Now, notice how I've brought out the color and texture of the floor.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Well, that's not the end of it yet. I've got to add my magic touch to the kitchen floor.
Do you recreate this floor in the same way?
Would Rembrandt?
I guess not.
With the kitchen floor, I use what is called in layman's terms, the scrub method.
Looks to me like somebody called it something else. Look at that buildup around the baseboards and under that equipment.
No problem. I've come equipped with the proper materials. I use a stiff brush for correcting all the errors. Now that I've got them taken care of, I'll scrub these floors. This is kind of fun. First of all, I hose down the floor with hot water to remove all loose debris. Then I sprinkle plenty of detergent over the floor to make sure I get good cleaning power while I'm scrubbing. This is where a true artist shows his talents.
You really do get at the heart of this stuff.
Next, I rinse the floor with hot water.
That looks decent. Want some help?
In the middle of her creation? And now I will wipe the slates, I mean the floors clean, by removing the excess water with a squeegee. Ta-da! Another masterpiece.
She saw the file, Steven. She saw what he said.
The hemp oil chemicals on the boat.
What? I'm trying to explain to you,
Steven! You back up!
Axel, Somebody had to stop these punks, Steven.
Look at me, Axe.
Will you please listen to me?
You burned people. You're a fireman.
When Sally showed me what was his ways, that file, man.
You saw Swayze's file?
I should have told you. I should have let you in on it.
Let him in on
Swayze and those other heads were closing firehouses. They were getting our friends killed for money.
I had to, Steven. I had to do it for the department.
Did you do it for Tim, John?
That was an accident.
Like that fire?
Holy cow.
Why'd you have to go in there so flippin' early?
That's why you wanted me to wait.
Let me finish Swayze
out. No, John, it's over. You're coming
shut
down.
Out. Your dad would flippin' puke if he saw how you spit on his
what
department.
What would he say about what you're doing, John?
Your dad died saving my life. And these people were killing firemen for money.
Swayze.
You killed our friends for money.
What the hell would you do?
Look, you're his lieutenant, Steven. You've got to handle this.
It's going!
Get to the side, Brian! It's gonna go!
Both a nutrient supply and a liquid conductor. It enhances the images that each of them receive. We scan by way of optical tomography. White light pinpoints pulse along the entire length of the headgear and are reread after absorption through their brain tissue. In other words, we see what they see. They don't feel any pain. We keep their heads pretty well stocked with dopamine and endorphins. Plus, we maintain careful control over the serotonin levels. Don't want them to drift off into too deep a sleep. They can't be kept too awake either.
It's better if you don't think of them as human.
No, they're much more than that.
Science has stolen most of our miracles.
In a way, they give us hope. Hope of the existence of the divine. I find it interesting that some people have begun to deify the precogs.
Precogs are pattern recognition filters, that's all.
Yet you call this room the temple.
Just a nickname.
The oracle isn't where the power is anyway. Power's always been with the priests, even if they had to invent the oracle.
Well, you guys are nodding like you actually know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, come on, Chief. The way we work, changing destiny and all, I mean, we're more like clergy than cops.
Closely with quality law firms. 4. Consider searching for a home that was part of a foreclosure, divorce settlement, or estate sale.
And a miracle is that change, that significance, that change, that meaning and change that happens in you, in that space, in that time, in that influence of synchronicity and amplified coincidence. Not only something beyond what you imagine, outside the range of imagination, outside the range of expectation, but suddenly happened. I never would have imagined, I never would have expected. A miracle. Also, out of that environment of coincidence and synchronicity, the change, the meaningful change, a miracle. The third criteria, a miracle is the precipitation, the condensation that occurs at those moments of superseding and surpassing that occur in living life. In the moments that are superseding and surpassing in the living of life. Such moments would be when your mind overrides your brain. When your unconscious overrides your subconscious and conscious minds. When your brain, rather your mind, supersedes and surpasses the capacity of your brain. When your unconscious supersedes and surpasses the patterns held within your subconscious and the behaviors held within your conscious.
Charge on in the packets you use.
You're looking at a variety of research issues on how the network will function. We're currently going through a process of engineering the next generation of an internet protocol.
Shot through the roof. What'd you do to her?
She grabbed me.
Grab you? It's impossible. The Precons aren't even aware of us. In the milk, all they see is the future.
She looked straight at me.
It could have been a nightmare. Sometimes they dream about the old murders.
She spoke to me.
To you? What'd she say?
Can you see?
'76 and '92, and I was taken aback and thoroughly seduced, because that meant that they knew, because that is the dawn of punk to the death of acid, and it's very specific, and they're absolutely the correct dates. I thought, oh well, this is interesting.
Avant-garde, you won't understand it.
Those are the superseding, an example of the superseding, surpassing moments in the living of life. The precipitation, what comes out of those moments of superseding and surpassing in the living of life.
Have you ever bought a home from a bank? I did. I'd like to tell you that I was hunting for a real bargain home, but I wasn't.
That's based on a crisis in the address space and in the routing tables.
This is an excerpt from a poem called Why Is We Americans? But reality is an excerpt on television. Why is we Americans? Why is we Americans? Boo-dee-da. Boo-dee-da. Boo-dee-da, boo-dee-da, boo-doo-doo, bee-dee-dee-dee, boo-dee-boo-dee-boo, boo-boo. What I want is me, for real. I want me and myself, and what that is what I be and what I see and feel, and who is me and the what it is and who it is and when it me is what it be. I'm gonna be here if I want, like I said, self-determination. But I ain't come from a foolish tribe. We wants the mule, the land. You can make it 300 years of blue chip stock in the entire operation. We want to be paid in a central bank, the average worker, farmer wage for all those years we gave it free. Plus, we want damages for all the killings and the fraud, the lynchings, the missing justice, the lies and frame-ups, the unwarranted jailings, the tar and featherings, the character and race assassinations, historical slander, ugly caricatures. For every Sambo, step and fetch it flick, we want to be paid. For every hurtful thing you did or said, for all the land you took, for all the rapes, all the rosewoods and black wall streets you destroyed, all the miseducation, jobs lost, segregated shacks we lived in, the disease that ate and killed us, for all the mad police that drilled us, for all the music and dances you stole, the styles, the language, the hip clothes you copped, the careers you stopped. All these are suits, specific litigation as represent we, be like we, for reparations for damages paid to the Afro-American American nation, boo-dee-da, boo-dee-da, boo-dee-da. We want education for all of us and anyone else in the black belt hurt by slavery, for all the native peoples, even them poor white people you show all the time is funny, all them Abners and Daisy Mays, them Beverly Hillbillies who never got to know Beverly Hills, who never got to Harvard on their grandfather's wills. We want reparations for them, right on, for the Mexicans whose land you stole, for all of North Mexico, you call it Texas, Arizona, California, New Mexico, Colorado, all that, all that, all that, all that. Be-dee-da, doo-doo, bap-bap. All that you got to give up. Autonomy and reparations to the Chicanos and the Native Americans whose soul you ripped out with their land. Give self-determination, regional autonomy. That's what my we is asking, and they gonna do the same when they demand it like us again in their own exploited name. Yeah, the education, that's right. 200 years. We want a central stash, a central bank with democratically elected trustees and a board elected by us all to map out from the referendum we set up what we want to spend it on to build that Malcolm sense self-determination as self-reliance and self-respect and self-defense, the will of what the good Dr. Du Bois beat on, true self-consciousness, simply the psychology of freedom. Boo-dee-da, boo-dee-da, pee-dee-da, boo-dee-da, that, ba ba ba, boo-dee, boo-dee, boo, boo, boo. Then we can talk about being American. Then we can listen. Then we can listen without the undercurrent of desire to first set your ass on fire. We will only talk of voluntary unity of autonomy as vective arms of self-determination if there is democracy in you. That is where it will be shown. This is the only way we as Americans. This is the only truth that can be told. Otherwise, there is no future between us but war, and we is rather lovers and singers and dancers and poets and drummers and actors and runners and elegant heartbeats of the sun's flame. But we is also at the end of our silence and sit down. We is at the end of being under your ignorant smell, your intentional hell. Either give us our lives or plan to forfeit your own. Thank you.
just saw a for sale sign on the lawn and later found out that this brand new home was a foreclosure. Yet some millionaires I have surveyed are more proactive than yours truly. One in four millionaires report searching for a bargain home that was part of a foreclosure, divorce settlement, or estate sale. The Millionaire Mind, Disc 9, Disc 9, Disc 9, Disc 9, Disc 9.
I am more than my physical body.
The Millionaire.
I am more than my physical body.
There is some disagreement as to whether we should just solve that address problem or whether we should, at the same time, while we're going through that transition, try to tackle some of these more long-term issues.
Let me just read you from a Human Rights Watch report. Quote, in a nation created and continually recreated by immigrants, it is particularly tragic to see the willingness of the U.S. government to sacrifice the rights of non-citizens and to find the public largely mute in its response.
More so than I would even see in myself, you might say.
But you are convinced that we are the genetic altered version of them, huh?
I have no doubt whatsoever.
Those are miracles. The third criteria. Often that which precipitates is beyond what you expect or imagine. And those moments of surpassing and superseding may also occur during times of coincidence or synchronicities, or not. Three criteria that define what's a miracle. A fourth criteria. A miracle is a transcendent moment, but a distinctive kind of transcendent moment. Such a moment in which you transmute or transform or even transcend in your reality. Not transcend your reality, transcend in your reality. See, not just a transcendent moment, but a transcendent moment that triggers, that produces a transmutation of energy, a transformation within you, or even lifts you, or allows yourself to lift yourself out of a situation.
Metaphysics still flowing through the tube. Various electrical and solid physics in place. Of course, does the law follow the lead, or is there a departure point requiring a relocation in the source of the effect of the law? That's just a little tributary in the flow of the wholeness of things. signs and signifiers and such. Let's not get carried away with these. Gary Geiserman, strapped to the chassis here in no man's land in Cyberpalookaville. Things are afoot, coming to a head.
Reality. The example we've used in the past works effectively, we use it again. Someone with an illness in a hospital may wake one morning just before sunrise and watch that morning sunrise.
Your interpretation.
Yeah. Well, keeping on that theme, with what part of the techno scene is bullshit? It's asked by Bruton, Brewtown. It's kind of running in that
yeah, that's quite profound.
Question.
That's profound. That's profound as hell. That's it. That's the one. Personally, I have a real big problem with the German scene. A lot of people won't agree with me, but my problem comes from the fact that the Germans have turned the techno scene into a very corporate it's business. You know, Marlboro, Camel, Pall Mall, all the major cigarette companies, as well as major corps such as Hewlett Packard, Mac, are behind these events.
They
get big bucks. We could never get that kind of support in this country for any kind of event.
Yeah.
First of all, cigarette companies, we get frowned on.
Yeah.
You know, to sponsor an event, and that's why they won't do it. But in Europe, I could show you major flyers right now where events are sponsored, major league events are sponsored by people such as us right now sitting here by major corps. And that's what's happened to the scene in Germany, man. It's turned into a business.
This is the end of Disc 1. Disc 1.
One of the things in cutting dialogue, or cutting, you cut a line, here are the gray days and everything about light, is that you have to take it out later in the movie, that it's thread in throughout the movie. And if you take it out one place, it affects something later on, and you've got to take it out there, which is... you don't even know. You're not even aware exactly how things set each other up until you see it. You just have to take them out and see how they play.
Until then, I'm in the playroom with a headache.
But what if I said something like this? Can you remember a time when you were feeling totally curious? I mean, maybe when you were a little child and your birthday was approaching and your parents had bought a present for you and they kept it hidden inside the closet, but you knew it was there. And maybe you snuck in and you shook it. You tried to find out what was inside this wrapping and you just couldn't wait for that moment when you were allowed to open this present and see what was inside. Or maybe when you were a little kid and you saw the first bright flash of color fly by your face and you thought, what was that? And it was your first butterfly. You see, to me, fascination, curiosity, is about the ability to open your mind completely. To me, as I think about it, that's the way a curiosity about new learnings can take place.
We actually had one of the colonies that came here was a Palladian colony, and that started what they call mythological societies of Atlantis and Lemuria or Mu, but they weren't mythological. They were real colonies that were set up here, and they're very large colonies. But again, some wars broke out, and actually an asteroid ended up hitting the Earth, and everybody had to start over as primitive. The Earth wasn't even hardly habitable.
What does your mother do?
She's a writer, though mostly she just teaches now.
She divorced?
Never married.
How come?
Doesn't like men.
Lesbian?
No. Just a failed heterosexual.
Pretty goddamn infuriating. Can we go back to your mom's apartment and have sex?
No. You think that'll make you feel better?
It won't.
It'll just make you feel really empty and sad. You're better off masturbating.
Thank you.
Lisa Fiedler's?
Uh-huh.
I know a girl from Baltimore.
Done what?
I know a girl from Baltimore.
What are you talking about?
I know a girl from Baltimore.
So do I. Lisa, there's some guy here for you, but he keeps talking and...
Who is it?
I don't know. He keeps saying something about Baltimore.
The drugs.
Oh, the drugs!
Hey, it's me. I'm at Fiedler's house. She wants to know if she can pay with a personal check. You have no cash?
No.
I might have enough in traveler's checks and francs.
Her roommate says she may have enough in traveler's checks.
And francs.
And francs. Mm-hmm. Okay. You'll owe us.
Now, through the description that I just gave you, I'm willing to bet that you entered a state of fascination. I didn't command you to do it, but by structuring a description in a skillful way, I installed that state. So what we'll show you how to do with each deduction is, number one, create an initial state of curiosity, connection, intrigue.
He probably picks people that don't bother him. He probably won't make a career move until he can't stand it anymore. He moves away from what he doesn't want. The alternative is to move toward pleasure, rewards, goals. This person also uses the same program to decide when to take a break, as a reward after completing something. When he picks his friends, he probably picks people that stimulate him. He makes a career move to go on to bigger opportunities. He moves toward what he wants.
The veil of secrecy the Department of Justice has wrapped around the post-September 11th detainees reflects a stunning disregard for the democratic principles of public transparency and accountability.
Finally, crawl your way out of one hole just to fall into another. Careful, Chief. You dig up the past, all you get is dirty. Thank you.
hesitation I have is very, very wide, and it affects processing in almost all areas.
Feel right now.
A little, enthused, but I feel like a little alienated from myself.
Okay, where are you separate from yourself?
It's like I'm here and I should be here.
Okay. What's in between you and that? What's in between that?
fears that I'm not good enough or alien to the human species. It's like
is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Like I was saying, I really believe that, I'm aware of it right now. I'm afraid of getting any closer to the, trying to describe how it feels. It's like I'm afraid of getting any closer to the absolute of absolute, not good enough, absolute rejection, that I don't belong. Maybe it's third chakra, like you're saying, solar plexus. Yeah, I'm always distracted by the fear in the first chakra to the feeling of not belonging.
What is it that stands between you and your goals? Okay, so if it's unbridgeable, then you're screwed. You lose already, don't you?
Yeah.
Because they look like us, or because we look like them.
We've got eyes on.
Thank you.
the sort of thing that made me feel relaxed and forget my troubles and worries.
Would you start out with watching a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit. A few hours a day at first.
And then how much are you watching now?
Well, I figure it's 15 hours, Ken.
And you, how long do you sleep?
Oh, I usually get about 4 or 5 hours sleep.
Oh, I see. Well, that leaves 15 hours that you watch TV and 4 or 5 hours that... how long do you work? 4 or 5 hours a day?
When I work.
Oh, there are days when you don't even work. You just...
I can't.
Why not?
I have to watch television.
Oh.
The artists own all their own work, the label owns nothing. Our bands have the freedom.
To fuck off.
Oh yeah, quite right. The freedom to fuck off.
Well, unless...
I got a TV set in my car too, you know that?
Based on the size of the feces that your dog leaves behind, they should weigh it.
How was your walk?
Just too many large dogs in Georgetown. Since nobody regulates them, nobody feels obligated to clean up after them. Why, for Christ's sake, would you want to have a Great Dane if you live in Georgetown?
I like dogs. Scotch?
Yes. Thank you. You know, even an Alsatian would strike me as too big a dog for the city. But a Great Dane? Might as well own a horse, for Christ's sake.
Where did you walk to?
If you're determined to keep a dog in town out of respect for your fellow citizens, it should be a small dog. Although, you'd be surprised at how large a job a fox terrier can make.
How was your walk?
Terrific.
So, you spent the entire day picking up dog shit.
Yes, it's a goddamn disgrace.
With a shovel? Listen, do you want to see the body before they come to collect it?
I've seen it.
In local commercials, feeding in local weather, so listeners sort of think it's local.
you see that coming out?
Well, I think that the address space problem, which is absolutely real, is getting a lot of attention because people understand it. The network operators understand it very, very painfully, and they see death coming.
Single disc jockeys, say, doing an afternoon show in Akron, Ohio on an adult contemporary station and feed that same disc jockey's voice to 30 other, 40 other adult contemporary stations.
The initial willingness comes out of a desire and urge and the actions to free yourself from the past. But a new willingness hinges instead upon the future. And like the treasures and the meaning found within the very substance and light that is the future.
Feeding in local commercials, feeding in local weather, so listeners sort of think it's local. So that's one way it's changed. I mean, the localism is gone. A lot more nationally syndicated programming is gone. And really, I mean, what you hear on the radio is different just because of the enormous leverage that Clear Channel and Infinity and Viacom have.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, in terms of the music specifically, when Clear Channel had 40 radio stations, they controlled, and we'll say 30 of them are music, they controlled 30 playlists across the country. So if you're a record company or you're an artist, you want to, of course, get on Clear Channel's playlist. And so Clear Channel had a certain amount of leverage in terms of who they could, what songs they could turn into hits and whose careers they could help. So now if Clear Channel has 600-700 music playlists, Clear Channel is in charge of the music business, really. I mean, you can't have a hit without being on Clear Channel stations. You can't have a career without being on Clear Channel stations. So all of a sudden, you have a company that is essentially dictating what gets heard on the radio. I mean, they're not playing anything that's wildly different than everyone else. But if you're a record company and you're an artist, you have to go through Clear Channel to have a career and to have hits. That was unheard of 6 or 7 years ago. There was nobody in 1995, before the Telecom Act, that absolutely picked and chose the hits. If Clear Channel's 30 stations in 1995 weren't going to play your song, you go around them. You go around them in the markets they are, you go to the competition, you go to different regions, and you try to cultivate your hits. Now you start at Clear Channel. If they're not interested, you go to the next song, you go to the next artist, because there's no point in chasing a song that they're not going to play.
That his manager had represented an artist whose song was boycotted on Clear Channel stations after the artist refused to perform free at a promotional concert. Do you hear this type of thing a lot, that you have to play ball?
Oh, yeah. You have to play ball, and Clear Channel's gotten better about it now, but a couple years ago, when they were sort of, they had this mentality, if you talk to people in the music business, that, wow, you know, we've got 1,200 radio stations, we own the touring business, this is great, we can do whatever we want. No.
He's talking to him through a radio which is built into the helmet.
When willingness depends solely upon freedom from the past, it reaches a point of diminishing returns. There's so many blockages you can clear out. There's so many payoffs that you can give up. There's only so many beliefs that need to be changed. There are only so many contracts and scripts that you have. You can make them up if you want, but when willingness depends solely upon freedom from the past, it reaches a point of diminishing return. And when that point of diminishing return is reached, willingness diminishes. And as it diminishes, you lose hope. You lose light. As willingness diminishes, the future becomes more vacuous and more dark. Choice. Choice. No matter how mysterious or mystical it may be, choice is born of will. Oh yes, it is intricately woven and interwoven with all kinds of stuff of reality, but it is born of will. Just as will begins out of the urge to be free of the past, so choice develops and emerges out of that same desire, out of desiring freedom from the past. In the changing and in the clearing and in the breaking and in the healing. So choice emerges. And likewise, as long as will is fresh and vibrant, so your choices remain sharp and empowered. But when will diminishes, so does choice. Choice initially motivated out of the desire to be free of the past. Choice born of will. Likewise needs to turn to the future.
Tony, you're fucking mad.
That's a point of view.
And the power of the future and the power of possible. The power of the future and the power of the possible. In order to be sparked. In order to maintain, if you will, its sparked and empowered edge. And as goes will, so goes choice.
You want some E?
No, not too new, Barney.
Yeah, that'll set you right in, mate.
The stage, Pez. Come on, Pez. What are you fucking doing?
That is dance music. To me, that is dance music.
Well, no one's dancing.
Pez, come on, man.
What the fuck are you doing, man? You
shut the fucking off. Play your banjo, man. This is Pez.
Thousand years ago, the Egyptians built the very first canal. The first canal in Britain was built by the Romans, the Fosdyke in Lincoln. This is the Rochdale Canal, built in 1804 when Manchester was the greatest industrial city in the world. And their neglect mirrors the decline of post-war industrial Britain. Suddenly, everything came together. The music, the dancing, the drugs, the venue, the city. I was proved right. Manchester was like Renaissance Florence. Mike Pickering was right. You don't need bands in a club. Sean Ryder was right. New Order were right. We all came together. Everyone came to the Hacienda. It was our cathedral. Manchester. Birthplace to the railways, the computer, the bouncing bomb. And tonight, something equally as epoch-making is taking place. See? They're applauding the DJ. Not the music, not the musician, not the creator, but the medium. This is it. The birth of rave culture. The beatification of the beat. The dance age. This is the moment when even the white man starts dancing. Welcome to Manchester.
Metaphysics, the center of the channel, inside of the outside edges of the track, crossing over from the outside of the outside part of the track to the outside part of the other outside part of the track, orthogonally, only way to really travel. In a binary system, of course, holographically projected by ourselves. Well, who else could be doing this? You don't actually think there's something doing this to you, do you? NewMetaphysics.com. Archives of tapes of transcribed, transferred, temporally relocated presentations of past times. And I fuckload of them, if I might say so myself. Now, I can't pay you to download these shows just yet, but I am working on it.
This I feel this great, great pressure coming down on me. It's crushing me. Thank you.
tell you, you're fucking mad.
That's a point of view. Yeah, I've dropped a bollock. Yes, I've... All right, yeah, I don't...
You've dropped one massive bollock.
Yes, I've dropped a big fucking massive hairy bollock.
Are you recording this?
Yeah, recording.
Are you recording this?
Yeah, but look, it's pouring out of her backwards. Let 1,000 Mancunians bloom. Good night. God bless.